freeze machine and tool.
Hi, I'm looking for Tony. Is he in?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony. How's it going? This is Elias calling from Bank of Cardiff. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I was actually looking just to follow up on a finance offer we had mailed out to the business about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago. Just wanted to circle back with you and see where you might need some financing. I know coming into the fourth quarter, a lot of machine shops pick up some extra equipment to help get their taxable income low.
Right now, we're not looking for anything.
Okay. Is there a typical time of the year that you guys do look for equipment?
Not any certain set time of the year. It's just kind of hit or miss. You know,
okay.
If we see we need it, then, you know, we go after it. If not, then... But to say there's a certain time, no, there's not.
Okay. Yeah.
You just keep checking in or faxing something or whatever.
Yeah. Is there a good email for you?
Yeah, that's fine. You got your email address?
No, unfortunately.
Okay, it's FMT, like freeze machine tool.
Okay.
INC.
Okay.
The number 1 at AOL.com.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what was the last piece of equipment that you guys did purchase?
It was a Prototrack mill.
Okay. Has it been serving you well?
Yeah. We did that about a year ago.
Okay. Fantastic. How's sales been this year? You guys tracking more than last year?
Yeah. We're doing pretty good.
Nice. Have you guys done...
Better than I thought, seeing, you know, being as if it's an election year.
do elections affect the machining quite a bit? I've heard a couple people say that now.
It affects manufacturing pretty hard.
Really? Why is
everybody's afraid to get rid of their money.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
I had one guy straight up just tell me like, you gotta call me back after the elections. If Hillary gets elected, I'm gonna move to Canada. I'm gonna sell everything. So I just kind of.
Well, if Hillary gets elected, we're all hurting.
Yeah, absolutely, right.
Put it that way.
Are you guys doing anything differently from last year? Did you guys pick up any new clients or anything like that?
Yeah, we have picked up a couple new clients.
Okay, that's fantastic. Do you guys work mainly with commercial, or is it more consumer based?
Commercial.
Okay.
Mostly what we do is robotics.
Okay. That's actually really interesting. I just had a buddy who was talking to me about these electrical nodes that were pretty much like noses.
Uh-huh.
This is really interesting. They can pick up chemical scents, so you can identify different kind of scents in the air that you wouldn't normally be able to identify with just a human nose. So pick this up and set off a sensor that allows you to just be able to read, like, say you had like 100 and it was surrounding like a plant, like a gasoline plant, it'd be able to show you how much emissions actually it's giving off and where it's going. So it was pretty interesting.
That's gotcha.
What kind of robotics do you guys mainly deal with? I know a lot of
mostly material handling. We do end-arm tooling for robots that pick up anything from glass to bricks.
Okay.
To cars.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you guys work with the auto industry a lot?
Yeah, I would say probably, I don't know, 40% of ours is robots for the automotive industry.
Okay. Do you guys have any big contracts with some big names, or is it mostly just kind of smaller ones?
We don't have any great big names. I mean, we do robots for Fanuc Robotics. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're probably the second biggest robot manufacturer in the United States.
Well, that's size. Yeah, that's fantastic. Is this your guys' busy time, or is it more in the summer, like most machine shops?
It's usually in the summer.
Okay. Do you guys do anything different coming into the winter time, like cut any personnel or anything like that?
I didn't do what now?
Do you guys do anything different towards the winter time to prepare for your slow season?
Yeah. We do some maintenance around the shop.
There you go. Kind of fix everything up, right?
It gives us a chance to fix them.
Okay.
But I don't, from what I'm seeing hearing from my customers right now, we're not even going to have that kind of time this year.
Really? You guys are going to stay busy for the...
It's That's what it sounds like for the remainder of the year.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Do you guys work with like Net 60 or Net 90?
Ours are anywhere from Net 45 to Net 60.
Okay. And do you guys ever have cash flow issues with that?
Sometimes. We got some customers that we deal with that we give them a discount if they pay early.
Okay.
Some of them take advantage of that. Our bigger customers take advantage of that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are you familiar with working capital by any chance?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever utilized that to help out with the customer payments?
No.
Okay.
No. We try. I'll be honest with you. We try to stay away from that. We had a line of credit back in 2008 when the recession hit, and we used that thing until it was maxed out, and you know we're still paying for it.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I had a.
So we decided then that we run this place on no line of credit.
That's good.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I had a previous client who he's a home builder, and he was saying how Comerica kind of screwed him over because he had a $18 million line of credit, and they ended up just closing it right after the recession. And he had to, like, liquidate some of his assets to help just pay it off.
I said, we didn't have to liquidate anything.
Well, that's good.
But we're almost out of that situation, so that's going to help.
Yeah, always a good thing.
Well, the recession took us down. We had 15 employees, and we went down to 2.
Oh, wow.
We were ready to shut the doors.
Yeah, wow, that's tough. Congratulations on growing back from that.
Yeah, we got pretty lucky, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Are you guys still continuing to grow?
Yes.
Nice. Are you guys, have you seen a lot of growth in, like, the last 2 years?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, we've hired, matter of fact, we've hired 2 people in the last 3 months.
Oh, wow. So you guys are growing fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But would you say that you have any obstacles that kind of limit that?
Just us.
Just you? Okay.
Yep. I mean, I could get more work probably if I wanted it.
Yeah. Okay. What's kind of stopping you from doing that?
The last time we got up to the 15 employees, we weren't making as much money as what we were if we stay under that.
Okay.
I don't know why, but we even had a guy tell us that had his business that once you get up to about 15 employees, if you get over that, you got to get up to 50 before you're going to make any more money. And that's pretty much exactly about what happened to us. I mean, we never did get above 15, but when we got to that point right there, we weren't making as much money as when we had less employees.
Okay. So how many employees do you have now?
We got 9.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's a big jump from the 2 that you started out with in after the recession. So congratulations on that.
We're getting there.
Yeah, it's good to hear. If I was kind of able to get you a piece of equipment that you kind of on your wish list, would you be able to make a little bit more profit on that? Is that something that you might be interested in? I know it'll kind of decrease your taxable income towards the end of the year. Maybe you can put some of it towards paying off that line of credit.
Right now, we're just not looking for anything.
Okay. Nothing on the wish list then, huh?
Not right now, there's not. We're really watching our P's and Q's to get out of, to help finish getting out of the situation that we were in.
Yeah, I understand. Who is that line of credit with?
It was with Chase.
Chase? Do you still work with them?
Only with the line of credit.
Okay.
Getting the line of credit paid off. We don't use the line of credit anymore, and we don't do any other banking outside of that with Chase.
Okay. Who's kind of the bank that you go to for kind of equipment financing?
Actually, it's a small town bank.
Okay.
It's in our hometown. It's not a chain or anything. It's just a small bank.
Okay. We've
been with them for years.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand that. We're a private business bank, so that's kind of a big turn on for a lot of business owners, because that way they're kind of a little bit more inclined to see a little bit more of better rates, better programs that they can get into.
Right.
And we're like, we're not a depository, so that helps out a lot as well.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, I know you're not looking for anything right now. It's, if you ever do have some cash flow issues with those Net 45 to Net 90s, I'll send you some information here.
Sure.
It's really simple. Even for our equipment financing, it's just a one-page application. I think our equipment financing is actually only a half a page application. I'd love to be able to throw my hat in the ring, maybe compete with that local bank of yours, see if we can get you a little bit better program than you might be used to.
Sure, go ahead and email the information to me, and I'll give it to Lisa. She's actually the one that handles all that.
Okay, fantastic. I'll keep in contact with you every couple times a quarter, too, see how business is, see if you
okay.
could decide to bring on some extra people. Make sure you don't pass that 15 mark.
yeah, that seems to be the magical number.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll check in with you a couple times a quarter and see how you're doing.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, thanks a lot.
Have a great day, Tony.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.